Team Cameroon's medal drought to three consecutive Olympic Games. Cameroon's flag bearers at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games have all been knocked out of the competition. The last athlete to bid farewell to Paris 2024 was Linda Ngunu, who failed to qualify for the semifinals of the women's 400-meter hurdles during one of the catch-up series yesterday morning. For more updates, let's join Baldwin Sama, who is standing by in Paris, France. Hello, Baldwin. Good morning.
Good morning, Marcel. Welcome to Paris this Tuesday morning, where it's all over for Team Cameroon at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games. The last athlete who had to compete for Team Cameroon, Linda Ngunu, in the women's 400-meter hurdles, that was yesterday, Monday, where she had the last hopes of an entire country. Unfortunately, she saw those hopes dashed when she failed to qualify for the semifinals in the women's 400-meter hurdles as she was competing in one of those catch-up series after she failed to have a direct qualification at the weekend for the semifinals. Linda Ngunu was competing in heat number 3, and she emerged third with a 30.09 seconds time, and which wasn't sufficient enough, given that just the first two in each of the heats had to automatically qualify for the semifinals of the women's 400-meter hurdles. Marcel, despite the fact that Linda Ngunu failed to qualify for the semifinals, she succeeded to create new records for herself. She has beaten the national records in Cameroon, something which left her very, very happy, quite excited, because the Linda Ngunu we saw minutes after her race, although she had not qualified for the semifinals, she was so excited, so happy with her new performance that she has had, and which permits her to be ranked amongst the world best in women's 400-meter hurdles at the end of these Olympic Games. So, the take-home message is, after Linda Ngunu's failure to qualify for the semifinals yesterday, all the 6 Cameroon athletes who came to represent Cameroon here in Paris 2024, they have all bowed out of the competition. We first had Siva Hanfu, who kickstarted in table tennis. Then we had Giorgio Armani in the men's 100 meters freestyle swimming. Then we had Manuel Angelo in the women's 50 meters swimming. And we had Sopim Bellavichel in the women's over 78 kilograms category in judo. Then Emmanuel Iseme Alobode late Sunday night when he failed to qualify for the finals after he had successfully qualified for the semifinal. Then yesterday was the last flag bearer for Team Cameroon to bid farewell to the ongoing Paris Olympic Games, Linda Ngunu. For now, some of the athletes are still around. They are in the Games Village. But for Siva Hanfu, who had quit the Games Village, given that she's based here in France and is a lawyer, she has her professional duties to attend to. But the other athletes are still in camp. We're talking to Emmanuel Isemalobwede yesterday, who is still in camp but may leave before the official closing ceremony this Sunday, given that he has some obligations with his personal coach or private coach with whom they have been training for several years now in Portugal. But the other athletes are still in camp and will wait for the official closing ceremony. Some of them spend time going to different competition sites to get to see how other African athletes are presently competing in different disciplines, while others spend time to create new friends, get new contacts and share experiences with the different athletes from other countries, other continents with whom they are living in the Games Village here in Paris. We will continue monitoring activities around Team Cameroon with the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Mwele Kombi, himself still in Paris, and he's expected to visit the team before the official closing ceremony this Sunday. Back to you, Marcel.
Thank you so much for the update, Baldwin. Despite her early exit from the games, Linda Ngunu sounds quite happy with her performance, especially given that she has set new personal records. Let's now listen to Linda Ngunu's reaction shortly after her race on Monday. She spoke to our reporter, Baldwin Sama.
I loved the race. I ran extremely well. I can't blame myself, honestly. As I promised, I have created new records for myself, and for me, I have succeeded with my games. I have beaten Cameroon's records. I am amongst the best at the Olympics. For me, it is a one game. My opponents were strong, but I think we were at the same level.
Team Team Cameroon went into the Paris Games aiming to win more than one medal in a single Olympic edition for the first time in history. However, not only did they fail to secure a single medal, but they also delivered underwhelming performances in their different disciplines. In the following report, Ben Leachunda provides a detailed analysis of Team Cameroon's dismal Olympic journey in Paris.
All hopes are gone. History keeps it that in 2024, Cameroon failed to win a medal in Paris at the biggest sporting arena, the Olympic Games. They left Cameroon with high hopes and with promises to shine bright and wave the green, red, yellow colors on the global stage. Their dreams fell short along the way. Sarah Hanfu went closer in table tennis with a win in her opening game, but failed to sail through. Serge Ngechu, the teenage freestyle 100-meter swimmer, finished one but last on a list of seven with 1 minute and 3 seconds. Third to mount the Olympic arena was Rachel Sopimbela, who failed to measure up to standard and was defeated by her Japanese contender in plus 78 kilograms women's judo on a score of 10-0. The 2023 African Games gold medalist Emmanuel Esema Luebwede was the favorite on the list of six. The sprinter set a personal record on 100-meter track and qualified for the semifinals, rekindling hopes of an Olympic medal for Cameroon, but this was short-lived as he was shown the exit door on Sunday at the 100-meter semifinals with a time of 10.00 seconds that could only see him the fourth on the list. Grace Manuel Angelo finished as the third-place swimmer with 30 seconds and 89 tiers behind Masha Sadi from Comoros and Kella Harper from the Marshall Island. Indeed, it was the best personal record for the 18-year-old Cameroonian, but not just enough to take her to the next stage of the competitions. Things did not get better for the squad as the last to mount the podium in Paris, Linda Anguno, settled for the third position on the women's 100 meters hurdles on a time of 55.09 seconds, a record that brought an end to her Olympic medal journey. In fact, they were in Paris but left with no prize, just as in Rio de Janeiro in 2016, Tokyo in 2020, and now 2024.
Many thanks, Ben Leachunda. 5 days to the end of the event, the United States is leading the medal chart with 79 medals, 21 gold, 30 silver, and 28 bronze. They are followed by China, which has secured 21 gold, 18 silver, and 14 bronze medals, totaling 53. The podium is completed by the host country, France, which has so far clinched 13 gold, 16 silver, and 19 bronze medals, making a total of 48. The first African country on the medal table is South Africa, with 1 gold, 1 silver, and 2 bronze medals, and they occupy the 29th position in the standings. They are closely followed by Kenya in 31st place, with 1 gold, 1 silver, and 1 bronze medal. Away from the Olympics, Coton Sport of Garoua has appointed Jonkep Bonaventure as their new coach ahead of the 2024-2025 Elite One season. The 18-time champions of Cameroon have reunited with the former heading sports of Lekie Gaffa for an undisclosed period. He replaces French tactician Daniel Briard, who will now take up a new role within the team. Jonkep will be assisted by former Canon of Yaoundé coach Minkrio Biwe. Jonkep Bonaventure is one of Cameroon's most decorated coaches, having won league titles with Fufu of Baham, Union of Douala, Coton Sport, and UMS of Loom. Coton Sport failed to win any silverware last season, marking the first time in 4 years that the club went an entire season without a trophy. And out of the country, Cameroon internationals Vincent Aboubakar and Jean Onana have won their first trophy of the season after their club side Beşiktaş thrashed arch-rivals Galatasaray by 5-0 in the Turkish Super Cup last Saturday. While the indomitable Lions captain watched the match from the stands, defensive midfielder Jean Onana made a significant contribution, coming off the bench to play about 30 minutes of the match. The victory marks a notable achievement for both players, with Aboubakar adding another trophy to his collection. It is his third Super Cup title with Beşiktaş, having previously lifted the trophy in 2017 and 2021. For Onana, it is his first title with the club. Despite the victory, both players' lack of playing time raises concerns about their future at the club, with indications that they may not be part of Beşiktaş' plans for the season. That wraps up this edition of the 7:30.